Joining us now at our studios is Northfield's Chief of Police, Mark Elliott. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah. Good morning, listeners.
Thank you so much for coming in today on a beautiful day.
It is beautiful.
You know, today is National Dare Day in the police ranks. I'm sure you were well aware of that when you woke up this morning. You've been looking forward to that all week. But we have you in every month. And let's start off by talking about, not National Dare Day, but talking about the Dare program here locally in Northfield and get people familiar with, you know, exactly what it does.
Yeah, Jeff, very good timing of bringing that up. We just had one of our officers, Gabriel Crombie, he's our school resource officer, and he just completed DARE training. So he's a certified DARE officer now. We have a couple others in the department, and over the years we've had several. And it starts out with them going to a two-week-long training where they learn how to be teachers. And once they graduate from that, then we use them in our DARE program to go into the teachers or go into the school and teach the DARE program to fifth grade students. So we had a little downtime last year with the pandemic. We weren't in the schools, but we're back this year and excited about it. And, you know, DARE really started from a great opportunity to talk to young people about the dangers of drugs, obviously, and try to help keep them safe. And it really provides a good opportunity for our police officers to build relationships with kids, trusting relationships at a young age. Mm-hmm. I'm a former DARE officer. I found the training very helpful to me as I went throughout my career, but also just a great opportunity to connect with people in our community. And I think our officers find that same thing.
Good. It's a great program. I've talked to not only teachers, but parents and students, too, that get some good mileage out of that. Good stuff.
It does, and it's expanded. It's not only drugs. You know, they certainly talk about life skills and positive self-image and anti-resistant behavior, mm-hmm. so that, you know, they can resist all those different pressures that they see as young people and the threats to them as they're growing up. Anti-bullying is part of the message and the work that they do now. So, you know, I think it's really good for the students, too, because it's a little break. It's a 10-week program, a little break from their normal everyday learning, but yet still learning really valuable life skills.
Chief Mark Elliott is with us. There's another topic I'd like to switch gears a little bit because there's been quite a bit of development. I mean, we've talked about mental health, and we've talked about that for a long time, but that continues to kind of having a skill set that includes, mental health in your tool belt it continues to evolve from a law enforcement standpoint. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it does. And we're addressing that in several ways at the police department. And, you know, I've talked about it before. All of our officers go through a program through Minnesota Critical Incident Training, or CIT. And it is a 40-hour class that teaches officers how to respond to people in mental health crisis and gives them the tools to help respond to those calls and deal with them in a successful way. And we're really excited that we have Rice County is now hiring mental health social workers. New program. It was a new program initiated this year, just put into the budget, and they have a supervisor hired and are in the process of hiring those workers that are going to be in our communities and working very closely with the police department to try to address those calls that are of a mental health variety that some of them police are still going to need to be on scene because of some, instability and potential volatility. But we're really working towards where those mental health social workers can handle some of those calls, both initial calls as well as stabilization and follow-up. And our officers frequently will handle these calls. They'll go out. They'll work with someone that maybe a neighbor or a family member calls in and is just concerned about their behavior and their mental health. And it's not necessarily a police call, but we just don't have anybody currently in the community that will respond out and do that. So our officers have been a good bridge in that regard, getting people help, immediate help if they need it. Our hospital is obviously a close partner with us in that. But also, this will give an opportunity to make some referrals for those folks that maybe don't need immediate help, but it's obviously they need some assistance. And that mental health social worker can do some follow-up, stabilization, get them connected with a provider or resources that they need.
Great program. Has it begun yet, or where are you at in that stage?
So they're just hiring those employees now. So we're a couple months from being operational, but we're really hoping that by June we will have someone in place, trained, resources available to them, that type of thing, and be able to help us on responding to calls.
Well, it's good to see that those type of things are becoming available now in this day and age. As you mentioned, we've talked about this for years. Mental health has been a growing problem. From a standpoint of funding, is that is done obviously through the county you mentioned. Is the state providing funding for that, or is that all done locally here through the county? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, so this is currently a county-funded program. So it was put into the Rice County budget last year the Board of Commissioners approved. Now, at the legislature this year, there is some talk about that, of how some of that funding can come from the state to counties in order to work back into communities. And we're hopeful that that will come about, and that will help to offset some of that cost. But at this point, like a lot of counties, just determine that it's important. You know, we have part of our city is in Dakota County too, and it's something that Dakota County has had in place and had actual people working in those spots for years, but they are really in need of expanding that program too. And they're looking at almost doubling the size of their program in Dakota County.
Wow. All right. Let's talk about the police officers themselves. That can sometimes be a very stressful job, as you know, and you get into situations where you're trying to deal with people that have mental health issues. I would think that would wear on the officers a bit, mentally and intellectually. Is there help available for the officers if they need anything like that?
There is, Jeff, and thanks for asking about that. Yeah, officers have a tough job. They're dealing with a lot of stressful calls, as well as just seeing a lot of things that are difficult to see. They unfortunately deal with a lot of folks that are not having a very good day, and that wears on them and what they see, and unfortunately sometimes how other people are treated by others in our community, and it wears on them. So we have started a program of mental health wellness checks for our officers, and we have just kicked that off. We've got about a third of our officers have been through it now, but we have a mental health professional that comes in and meets with the officer on kind of a check-in to see how they're doing, offer them positive ways to cope with the stress that they see in their job, and be aware of how that stress can carry into their private lives and into their family life, so they have positive coping mechanisms to deal with those. Our officers have had some training in that in different classes they take. That 40-hour class that they take actually has a block that covers self-care on that, but this is really a good thing for our officers. I've been pushing that for the last couple of years, and we've got some funding in our budget for it this year. And as I've said when I was talking to the council about that, it's really important that we make sure we treat our officers well and take care of them well, because well officers take care of the community well. So we want our officers to be making good decisions and be at top of their mental game out there, and this is one way we can ensure that they do that.
All right. Police Chief Mark Elliott is with us. Let's move on to the next topic, and that is construction season. And we'll start off with something a little more specific in that everyone has in town knows that the Fifth Street Bridge is now under construction. If you didn't hear that in advance, you've been by there and had to reroute your trip to downtown. Talk about the closure of that, and from a traffic standpoint, a safety standpoint, traffic and pedestrians. What do we do?
Well, it is construction season in Minnesota, right? We have winter and construction season here. So yeah, I'm sure everybody's noticed all the orange cones and signs out around Fifth Street. But yeah, we're a little concerned for that. We know that when people are trying to get to their destination and all of a sudden there's an unexpected detour or construction in the way, it can be stressful. And now they're thinking about how they're going to get there and maybe not about their driving. So we just want to remind folks that, those construction barricades can throw your travel plans off a little bit. But just remain calm. You only got a couple blocks to go and you'll be on the detour and be able to get around. It'll be okay. but just ask folks to really drive carefully in those construction zones, because as people who aren't expecting that detour delay are now frantically figuring out how they're going to get around this, sometimes their driving isn't the best and they're not paying attention. So we just want everybody to pay attention on their own construction zones. Plan your trip a little to leave a little early, so that you, if you do have that detour, it's not something that completely throws your whole day off. It's just a couple minutes, folks. We'll be all right. The other thing is, so we've got the Fifth Street Bridge going right mm-hmm. now. Will mean a little detour for some folks for about 2 months, I think, that they're talking that they'll need to complete those safety upgrades. And then we also have the northwest area of the city is going to get a mill and overlay on a lot of the roads up there, which will be a construction zone during the day and an idle construction zone, but still with some hazards on weekends and evenings, overnight, obviously. So just asking people to really use caution in those areas. If a road is barricaded, closed off, don't go through it. If barricades are moved to the side to allow traffic for people to get to their homes, just use caution, slow down at those times. And then just be careful in parking in those areas too. If it looks like a construction area, really look for those no parking signs. Some of that will be just a day or two here or there while they're doing some minor construction or curb repair. And some of it will be more extensive where there'll be no parking for days or weeks at a time while they work on that.
Chief Elliott is with us from the Northfield Police Department. At the council meeting earlier this week, you gave going to be a quarterly update on statistics, crime, and such within Northfield. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's something that maybe I'm a little more excited about than the average person. But, this was brought about. We got a new data coordinator position this year that is filling multiple roles in the department and where we had some gaps. But a big one is being able to look at our data that we have and then put it to use for us in meaningful ways so that we can guide our services, our resources, how we're using those in the community. We can check on how we're doing as we do comparisons, both on crime stats as well as officer stats on the work that they're doing, individual officers and as teams. But we're really excited to be able to put this out. We had a little technical glitch in showing the display, but we have some graphs and charts that we'll be presenting at those quarterly meetings to get that information out to the public. So if the public knows what's going on, they can make decisions for their own personal safety if they have that information. So I think it's really key that we're putting that information out and on a regular basis.
All right. Chief Elliott, is there anything else you'd like to discuss while we have you in here?
Well, you mentioned it's an awfully nice day out. We see the mm-hmm. sun out, some warmer temps than we've seen. And just a reminder to folks that, our younger folks are out there and going to be enjoying that too. Our kids are going to be excited out playing in the yard, the parks, riding their bikes, and just use some extra caution as we're motoring through our city to watch out for those folks out enjoying the weather and playing and being kids again.
Yeah, it's including the adults playing and being kids again. It's you see this time of year, the bicycles and the motorcycles around. Watch out for motorcycles. Lots of pedestrians, kids playing. So be active when you're driving and alert and pay attention. So, Chief, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a great day.
You too. Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080. We've got Rich standing by, local news, Tim news and sports coming up.
The team at Witt Brothers Auto Care would like to thank Northfield and the surrounding communities for naming them 2022's best auto repair shop. Stop down to 701 Division Street and